Welcome to Purple Heart Radio, the voice of the veteran. I am your host, Mr. Z. We have the honor today of being joined by Senator Mark Begich, who's a first-term Democratic senator from the great state of Alaska. How are you, sir?
Very good, and how are you doing?
We're doing wonderful, sir. I know you're extremely busy. I want to keep this very brief. Obviously, Alaska has been in the news quite a bit lately, but specifically from the veterans' perspective. People who've been tuning into Purple Heart Radio are aware of the fact that there is a group of disabled veterans in what is called Operation Denali, climbing Mount Denali, formerly known as Mount McKinley. And I know that you had a chance to meet these individuals on their send-off. Can you tell us a little bit about that, sir?
Well, it was an exciting moment to be able to be there on their send-off. We saw some very physically fit individuals. I watched them as they were talking and looking at them, and I could just see that they had done some great preparation for the trip, but also just the enthusiasm they had was contagious. I think they wanted to do it for personal reasons, but also for a broader perspective, and that was really showing folks all across this country and across this world that, you know, even though they've had some hardships, they are able to do just about anything that anyone puts in front of them, and climbing Mount Denali is an amazing task. It was a proud moment to watch them be sent off, but also to say even another proud moment was when I got the call that they had reached the summit. They called me from the summit. They left a message on my voicemail telling me they had made it and that they were very excited and that they wanted to, you know, get off the hill, get off the mountain, and get back home. And then they called me the next morning to tell me they were on the descent. And it was, one, it's great to have technology like that, but two, just to know that they have made it and that they were coming back down was very rewarding itself. And I think it's a great statement for all of us, and I'm very proud of them.
Yes, sir. A very interesting point, actually, in regard to that. We had the privilege of being able to have a couple of interviews with Lieutenant Colonel Mark Hoffmeister and the crew of Operation Denali.
Mm-hmm.
They told us a couple of stories, such as another crew came to them and told them they were having leg cramps, and they obviously showed them what real problems were with their leg, as he jokingly told us. But the issues that they had, amazingly enough, were not at all due to their prosthetic. The amazing accomplishment that these individuals had, they made regardless of their own personal injuries. They were able to, as you said, train and become extremely fit and persevere through this, adapting and overcoming, to use a military term.
That's right.
Your thoughts and feelings on the fact that regardless of their physical disabilities, able-bodied climbers consider this still to be one of the toughest climbs, and they made it.
Yeah, that's the thing that's amazing, and you're right. They had full ability in many ways to get up that mountain, and they did it where lots of people who have not experienced the hardships they have not made it. And so in a lot of ways, they made a statement that's just broader than just being a veteran, being a Purple Heart recipient. They really made a bigger statement about what the potential is of when you put your mind to something that you think positive, you get physically fit, and then you go, and you can accomplish so much. And they, I know, as you are aware, that the Purple Heart Association was a great supporter of theirs financially and otherwise. And I think that, again, sends a great message across the country.
Yes, I know that it was a great honor and privilege from the military order, the Purple Heart Service Foundation, to be able to sponsor that. Obviously, they refer to Mount Denali as the hill.
Right.
Well, we're going to take a quick break for a word from our sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to migrate from the hill in Alaska to the hill in Washington, D.C., and talk a little bit about your work as the senator of Alaska. So, again, you're on Purple Heart Radio, the voice of the veteran, and we have Senator Mark Begich. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors. And we are back to Purple Heart Radio, the voice of the veteran, with Senator Mark Begich. We've been talking about Operation Denali, but other aspects of the senator's duties involve being on committees of Commerce, Science, and Transportation, but also on Armed Services and Veterans Affairs. I find this extremely interesting because there's also another interesting fact I've learned about the state of Alaska, sir, and that is that per capita, it has the highest number of military servicemen and women and veterans. Could you talk a little bit about that and the committees you're on?
Absolutely. That is one of the most interesting data points about Alaska. We have the highest per capita of veterans in the country, and because of that, it also drives a lot of issues around veterans issues, but also our rural aspect of Alaska, where we may have a high number of veterans, but they're spread all over Alaska, so it creates a unique challenge for us in providing services, care, and otherwise that they need. But busy on the Veterans Committee, we have several pieces of legislation that are moving through the system. One first is the Veterans Healthcare Budget Reform and Transparency Act. In essence, it's to give a more secure and timely and predictable funding source instead of over a one-year period, over a two-year period. The importance of that is it would allow the VA to do better planning, hiring, making sure they have the staff levels to deliver the services that our veterans deserve and need. And so that seems to be moving, and we have the president's support on that, which is very helpful. The other one, the Veterans Healthcare Authorization Act of 2009. Again, additional opportunities to provide services for our veterans, which are critical, and expanding some of the new services that we're providing. And then along with that is the Caregiver and Veterans Health Service Act for 2009. And this idea there is to support and assist the caregivers of disabled veterans, making sure that there's approved treatment for those veterans living in rural areas, and making sure we have proper reimbursement for eligible veterans for emergency treatments outside of the VA system. So a lot of good things. And on top of that, the president has done a good job in upping the budget for the VA by almost $25 billion over the next 5 years. And that's a huge statement when you think about it in the sense of the president's commitment, our Veterans Committee commitment, and Congress's commitment to those who have served.
Well, it's certainly, from a veteran's perspective, is a nice thing to see that there is that sort of government support. Sir, again, I know you're very short on time. I know you have a busy day ahead of you. As we are, in fact, at Purple Heart Radio, heard on purpleheartradio.com, heard all over the world. There are many active duty and former servicemen and women. Any certain message you'd like to pass out to them all as you sign off?
Absolutely. I just want to say first thanks to all those that have served, and thanks for those that are serving right now and those that have given the ultimate sacrifice. It is important. They are doing incredible positive work for us. I recently came back from Afghanistan and Pakistan and met the troops in Afghanistan and the work they're doing there. And I just really want to say thank you to all of them, and especially to the families who give up so much to support their servicemen or women who's serving this country. So again, thank you for what you're doing on the air, but to those that are listening, thank you for everything you're doing to support our country and support our allies around the world.
Sir, thank you very much for everything that you do as well for veterans and for the time you've taken to join us today.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Senator Mark Begich, first-term Democrat from Alaska. Thank you, sir, very much for joining us. You've been listening to Purple Heart Radio, the voice of the veteran.